Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. Yes, you're now once again tuned into Are You, it's personal, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Upper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. As I always ask my listeners, and especially for those that are dialed in or listening worldwide for the first time on tonight through different media, social media platforms, please get your Bibles, your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome woman of God who's going to be bringing forth God's word on tonight. In the person of none other than Pastor Carmen Jones will be delivering God's word very shortly, so you will definitely need your Bibles, your pens and paper to follow along. Remember what God's word says, that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. We always open up with prayer, and we're going to do the same thing on tonight. So I'm asking all listeners, if you would please touch and agree with me in prayer on tonight, because we know that we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we, your children, coming, touching, and agreeing, and on one accord, realizing and knowing that you are God and you are God alone. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your Son Jesus Christ, our Savior, and it's through him, because of his blood on the cross, that we are able to be saved in his name. those of us that confess his name and with our own mouth and believe in our hearts that he is your son, that he died for us. Not only did he die, but he rose for us. He paid our sin debt on the cross with his own sinless, precious, and holy, righteous blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So we are grateful for the blood of Jesus that saved us and saved and still saving to this day. We thank you that the blood of Jesus still works and it will never lose its power. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come now asking that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Carmen Jones and her entire family, and every saved believer all over the land. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus. Your word lets us know that all have sinned and come short of your glory. So we thank you for your grace and mercy, even though we know we don't deserve it. Heavenly Father, we pray for those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. We don't have to send you anywhere because we know that you're already there. We continue to lift up Brother Rob Mitchell's son, Heavenly Father, and his sickness. We know that you are the healer. Not only Brother Rob Mitchell's son, but we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted for whatever reasons. Touch, heal, and deliver in the name of Jesus. And they will have a testimony, and they will not be ashamed or be afraid to be a witness for you. We continue to lift up our sister in Christ who's on the line now, a member of Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, Sister Tara Doss. We are still claiming healing for her voice to return. So we just continue to give you the glory, honor, and praise that we know that you are our healer. We thank you for being our everything. We thank you for your grace and your mercy again, Heavenly Father, that you extend to us that we don't deserve. We pray now that your word would go forth on tonight through your woman of God, Pastor Carmen Jones. We continue to lift up anyone and all those that are maybe tuning up tonight, whether by phone or from around the world, that are not saved in Jesus' name. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said on tonight through her testimony or through the message on tonight. That they will hear your word, receive this word, and then they will be able to open their hearts and confess their sins. And ask Jesus Christ, your son, to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight. And after they are saved, they will come to know and walk in and live in and fulfill their own individual God purpose in the earth. For your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. So help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in each one of us, that you will continue to get the glory. It's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another scripture food for thought, as we always do. Tonight's scripture food for thought comes to us saying, you lose yourself trying to hold on to someone who doesn't care about losing you. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. You lose yourself trying to hold on to someone who doesn't care about losing you. Well, on tonight, again, I'm so grateful to have Pastor Carmen Jones as my special guest on tonight. Again, she's going to be delivering God's word very shortly. But what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to ask her if she would. Oh, before I do that, I do want the listeners to always remember that I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played on this ministry platform. Please remember that all of these messages, all the words of God through the different guests that comes over this worldwide platform are kept in archives. You can always go to my website for this show and pull up any show or any date on Thursday or Saturday night for the last 9 years, to God be the glory, for the last 9 years, and pull up any show and be blessed by God's word all over again. So we ask that you will continue to share this worldwide ministry platform with others, that they may tune in and be blessed by God's word as well. So right now, I'm going to first and foremost, I'm going to thank Pastor Carmen Jones. Can you hear me?
I most certainly can, Brother James.
Amen. Praise the Lord. It is so good to have you on tonight as my special guest, and I don't take it lightly. I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to be the guest on tonight to share a testimony with me and the worldwide listeners. I'm going to ask you if you would do that first, and then following your testimony, we're going to go to our music break, and then we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to you to deliver God's word. But would you please share with us a testimony first?
Amen. I just want to first and foremost thank God for the opportunity of this platform tonight, that it go global as it should, because he's using you in this season, man of God.
Amen.
Okay, my testimony, amen, is I don't suppose to be here, but God said not so. I was, I'm the third oldest of four children, and I was the one that, you know, things happened along the way. Mom didn't want me. She didn't know who it was, whether it was a girl or a boy, but she just knew it wasn't time for me. But God, he just looked beyond my fault and said, no, I need this baby to come forth. And so guess what? Testimony is I can praise him and praise him and praise him and praise him. So that's why I praise him. Amen?
Amen. Praise the Lord. See, God knew the plan that he had for your life. So it wasn't really up to her to make the decision. God is the one who has the final say. So we thank God for you being here in the world today, because he has a purpose for your life, even though she did not know that. But God knew he had a purpose for your life. And so we thank you for sharing that testimony, that God is still in control no matter what people think or how people feel. God has the final say. So I thank you for sharing that testimony on tonight. And I'm sure that someone else that's listening can maybe able to relate to this testimony that you just shared with us. And that's why I always have my first-time guests always share a testimony, because God said he would share his glory with no one. And so he gets the glory when we share our testimony so we can be a blessing to others. So right now we're going to get ready to go to our music break. And because of what we are going through and what we're facing every day, God's word is being fulfilled. God is not a man that he shall lie, neither his son, Jesus, a man that he shall repent. So we see everything that God said in his word is coming true and it's coming to pass more and more day by day. So that's why I continue to play this song that I'm about to play right now again. Pray for me. That's why we are encouraging one another, as we always do on this platform. It's so important that we know how to pray for ourselves, but we need to continue to learn how to encourage one another in God's word, and just continue to lift up each other in prayer. So that being said, we're going to play for you again on tonight. Pray for me. Following the music break, we're going to come back and we're going to yield the mic to Pastor Carmen Jones. And then I pray and hope that you all have your Bibles, pens, and paper ready to follow along. Enjoy the music break.
Come on, KD.
An old song from North Carolina, Currituck, North Carolina. Maybe some of y'all know this, but I'm going to sing this song here. My, my, my. Pray for me. Yes, sir.
Oh,
my brother,
oh,
my sister,
your
standing in need of prayer. If you know you're standing in need of prayer, come on, open your mouth, everybody, and say prayer.
Request. And guess what? It's still an urgent request that we pray ye one for another. For such a time as this that we're living in, we need to be praying one for another. Before I bring Pastor Carmen Jones on to deliver God's word, and once again, I hope you have the Bible to follow along. We want to send up a special prayer for Sister Gwen Walker. She's one of our regular listeners. She always has kind words for all of our guests that come to one of the new guests. She is down in Alabama right now. She is down in Alabama, celebrating her grandmother's homeborn city down in Alabama. So I just want the listeners that basically dials in and listen to know that she's a faithful listener. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer that she have a safe trip back home after the homegoing celebration of her grandmother. And also I want to give a shout out to my pastor, shepherd, pastor none other than Pastor Mark C. Holliday. He is the pastor of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, also located in Upper Woods, Michigan. We want to send a shout out to him. We want to send a special prayer out to him and his sister, Minister E. Jane Ellis, and that entire family, and the loss of one of their dear family friends who made a heavenly transition this week. We want to send our condolences out to Pastor Mark C. Holloway, Minister E. Jane, that entire family of your friend who made a decision on yesterday. So we know that God is able, he's a healer, and he is the one that keeps us, even when we lose our minds, to keep us going, and we can still give him glory, honor, and praise in the midst of it all. So right now, we are ready to receive this woman of God, Pastor Carmen Jones. Before we bring the word, Pastor Carmen Jones, please tell us the name of the name of
I hope everyone can hear me. I can barely hear you, Brother James. So I'm hoping you brung me in. Amen. I can't hear you. Are you bringing me in?
Okay. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. I haven't heard anything for almost the last 5 minutes.
Okay. I put it on speakerphone. Oh, so I was asking you if you can let the worldwide listeners know the name of your ministry.
It is called Work the Word Ministries.
Amen. Work the Word Ministry. I like that. Work the Word Ministry. And out of Detroit, Michigan?
Yes, it is. It's out of Detroit, Michigan, the inner city of Detroit. That's where I step on the ground. And stuff to death.
All right, praise the Lord for that. Okay, now, I am so happy to be able to turn this mic over to you. I now yield the mic to you to deliver God's word.
Amen. First and foremost, going to come before you in a short prayer. Father, we just thank you right now for the opportunity that you shall be lifted up. And I'm asking that you word my mouth and you kill this flesh. And we ask these things in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
The word that God has given me tonight is, who is the visionary? Who is the visionary? And this is what he said. He who is led by him, which he who is led by God. We want to be led by God. Amen?
Amen.
The visions that we have, the goals that we have, the journey that we walk, we want to make sure we're led by God. Amen? And he had given me, of course, you know, one of the favorite scriptures, Proverbs 29 and 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. We need a vision. The leaders need a vision so the people don't die. So the people don't just walk away. So the people don't do what he's speaking to them. Because the hour is surely late. And he's surely coming back for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish. None of those things will allow you to enter the kingdom of God. Now, the visionary first have to learn to follow. Most of the time we may, you know, we may know that our gift is to, you know, be a leader and, you know, and I'm not a follower. But guess what? In order to be a great one, you need to follow so you can learn some things along this journey. We're taught, we're learned, we have a learned behavior that he had given us so we can know how to do and to say what we need to say. And while this is taking place, ideas begin to form in our mind, and then we start writing those thoughts down, and then we have to remember, we have to keep trying even if we fail at things. We can't give up. We got to keep walking the good fight of faith so we can make this journey that he has placed us on. Because he which have begun a good work in us shall perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. So we want to know that we led by God. Not our own vision, not our own thoughts, not our own walk, not our own way, but led by God. Amen?
Amen.
And in all of that, we want to work it to a perfected state so we can know that we're going to walk these thoughts out. We're going to work these thoughts out. We're going to be all that he has called us to be. And let me tell you, don't faint. Don't be weary. Just keep trying. Just keep working at it. Just keep praying. Say, God, this little old me, I need you. Speak to me in the midnight hour. Give me that word. Give me what you have given me before the foundation of the world and even before I was put in my mother's womb. These are the things that we need to say to God in prayer. And then in the end, we want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear at the end. But we need to pray,
yes.
God, give it to us. And let it be you, not us, but you, God. Because you know what? This unwretched flesh that we're in and that we have is not going to lead us to the kingdom of God. The flesh not going to enter in. Because God is a spirit. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
And also I want to give you Proverbs 24:10. It says, if thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small. Don't faint. Please don't faint. Trust him. Because guess what? The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but don't faint during the day of adversity. You hear me? Stand strong. Walk by faith, because now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So don't faint. He don't want you to faint. You are strong. Let me encourage you even a little bit more. Let's go there, because I don't want you to be weary either. According to Galatians 6 and 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. You hear me? Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary. Just because it looks like you know, you haven't succeeded at it, or it's a big old spotlight on it, don't give up on it. Just keep on trying until that spotlight gets bigger and brighter. Because guess what? Guess why? For in due season, we shall reap. You're going to reap it. Your season is coming. It's right around the corner. You shall reap. Please, don't faint. And also, in the midst of that, the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy, try to deceive. And according to Galatians 6 and 7, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. We write back. We're going to reap this harvest. It is going to come to pass. He is going to set you up on top. Amen? Don't give up. Who is the visionary? Huh? Those who are led by God. Remember that. It's not about you. It's not about your friends. It's not even about your parents. They're just vessels to get you here. Keep that in mind. But yes, be respectful. Yes, love on them. Yes, don't disrespect them. But remember, if God tells you to move out and do something, you better move out and do what God tells you to do.
And I know that's right.
Especially if you are a visionary. Keep that in mind. When God made the world, he made the world. It's so many entities in it. Okay? So someone may be a visionary. Some may be a follower. Sometimes people don't want to be a follower, but guess what? Talk it over with God. Ask him who you are. Ask him where you should go. Ask him what you should be doing. And guess what? Don't you faint. Don't you faint in the day of adversity. You hear me? Just keep on pressing towards the mark of the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. Just keep pressing and pressing and pressing and pressing till it comes to pass. It shall come to pass. You hear me? It shall come to pass. Don't let your vision die. You hear me? Do not let your vision die, because you're a visionary. Now, I want you to remember this. Now, if you are taking a walk and you look behind you and no one is following you, you're just taking a stroll. But if you're taking a walk and you look up behind you, you have many following you, you're that visionaire. You hear me? So live the life. Walk in integrity. You hear me? Don't just say, well, I'm going to do what I want to do. No. Who you being led by? You're being led by God as the visionary. So you want to turn around and look and say, wait a minute. I have followers. I'm worthy of that. Someone wants to follow me and the vision that God has given me. But I am going to say this to you. Sometimes what happened along the journey, we want to tell the visionary what to do. But we're following now. As the visionary, he's given the vision from God. And as he's obedient to God, he's going to be standing instead with the flock, if that's what it is, or the people, the followers behind him. And because of the faith that they have in that visionary, they're going to follow him. The followers not going to see the vision. They're going to respect the vision. You can't tell the visionaire or the leader what you want to do out of season. Make sure the timing, glory to God, to speak. Sometimes we speak out of season. Don't speak out of season because you may still be in your season of following and being groomed to be that visionaire. So you don't want to miss what he has for you. So guess what? Be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious, because guess what? The enemy will come in and say, oh, they're being impatient. Let me see what I'm going to throw over there. And you don't think what you see or that vision that you're seeing, that is real. But you weren't prepared yet. God has not gotten through with you. So always remember to walk in humility as the visionaire. Because guess what? He can't speak to you when you're haughty. He can't do it. So you have to be, as the visionaire, knowing that God is the leader over you. He's your visionaire as the visionaire. Don't stay in a humble state. See? Because if you're not humble, what's going to happen? You will be obeyed. So you want to just walk in him. You want to give him a praise. And as you're praising and walking in him and he's telling you what you need to do, which corner to turn, what street to go down, guess what? He's fulfilling the vision in you that he shall accomplish at the end. Amen?
Yes. Amen.
Action plays a very important part in becoming a visionary. Action. And if you do not let action take its full course, you may die in it. Don't let your vision die. But make sure you're being led by God.
I know that's right.
And guess what? No action to your vision stays just a daydream. And guess what? Whether you know it or not, it can actually become a nightmare because it's no action. And sometimes we think action is a movement. It is. But guess what? Action can be obedience to your leader, which is God. He'll orchestrate. Make sure you ask him what I should say, what I should do, how I should go about it. Because you don't want your vision to become just a daydream, something that you just think about. But are you doing anything about it in your season of preparation? Because guess what? We don't like things that, oh, wow, chaotic, disarray, and it shows forth no anointing. So we want to know that that visionary that is being birthed from who, the leader? God. Only God. Not the man, but God gives up the offices. So you let him just begin to just work on you as you lay in him in his bosom and say, Father, it's me. It's me, oh Lord. I need to hear a word from you in this season of what I should say and what I should do. Now, I just want to say, don't lose your way while you're waiting. Because it's a lot of visionaries that is not in place right now, because he's coming back for a church without a spot, wrinkle, or blemish or any such thing. So don't lose your way. Just wait up on the Lord, and he will renew your strength. Don't stop praying, because guess what? God listens. And while you're listening, God is speaking. So believe that God is working. You hear me? So don't you stop praying, because God is listening while you're praying.
Oh,
and while
yes.
you're listening, God is speaking. So just stand still and listen, because he's speaking. So believe that God is working. So I want to say this one thing in my closing. I speak next level. I speak next level to the visionaire. So those that have been called to be the leader by God, next level is on the way. Next level, next level. So I'm going to just do a short prayer to close out and cover this word that he has given me. Father, I thank you for the ears that have heard your voice in this message. I'm asking that you move the vision within each and every one. I'm asking that you anoint them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. And you put a running in their feet that they shall finish the race. And again, visionaire, visionaire, visionaires, come forth and come forth. And we ask these things in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord on tonight. Thank you so much, Pastor Carmen Jones, for that word. That word of encouragement for someone that maybe you want to throw in the towel and give up on God. But I just want to say to the listeners on tonight, don't give up on God. Why? Because he will never give up on you. So we have to open up the door. We have to be receptive to God's word. We have to be able to receive God's word. He said, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church. So we thank you, Pastor Carmen Jones, for taking time out of your busy schedule to be my special guest on tonight, to share with us your powerful testimony on tonight. And then also to share this word for someone on tonight. I received this word, and I know that I'm not the only one. Some others that have dialed in and that are listening around the world through different social media platforms, we pray they have heard this word, and they, too, have received this word on tonight. So I'm opening up the phone lines right now for anyone and everyone that's on the line tonight. I know a lot of times I open up the phone lines, and some people don't say anything. They don't ask any questions. But we know that they are on the line, and we want to thank God for everyone that dials in to this worldwide platform. So the lines are open now for anyone that may have a question for Pastor Carmen Jones pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give a word of encouragement, this is your opportunity to do so. The lines are open. Praise the Lord. Anyone?
I want to, can you hear me, cuz?
Yes, we can.
Okay. Pastor, I appreciate you. I appreciate the word. One thing I enjoyed about it, it was to the point. And it needs to be to the point. And I thank God for this message. I received it. I needed it in Jesus' name. And I will embrace it. I will embrace it. It was confirmation for me. And I thank God for you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you as well.
Amen. Pastor, go. Sister Marian, was you saying something?
Yes. Yes, I needed that for tonight. I appreciate that, baby.
Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Pastor Jones, I want you to know that's my the first voice you heard was my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. He is the pastor of the Victor's Outreach Ministries, located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And the second person you heard was his sister, my cousin, Mary Ann, from Greensboro, North Carolina. Those were the two voices that you just heard that received this word on tonight. And I see, I see that we have Sister Tara Doss. She's a member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, so we're going to continue to keep her lifted up in prayer. We know that the enemy's trying to steal her voice and keep her from speaking, but she's on the line now, I know, and I'm sure that she has received this word as well. And all others that have dialed in. So we thank God for every last one of you that faithfully dials in, even though you may not say anything. We thank God for you taking the time out of your busy schedule to dial in and to come on the social media platforms to hear what thus said the Lord through his word, through the special guest that comes forth delivering God's word. So we thank God for each and every last one of you. We don't take you lightly or for granted, because we know this is of the Lord's doing. And it is marvelous in our eyes, and we know that God is being glorified through this worldwide ministry platform. Pastor Carmen Jones, once again, I want to say to you, I want to encourage you in the word also. So you continue to stay faithful. You continue to stay obedient to what God has placed on you to fulfill your God purpose in the earth, because he has yet more for you to do. You haven't seen nothing yet. As long as you stay faithful, the best for you is still yet to come. And we're declaring it by faith in Jesus' name. So we're going to close out a little bit early on tonight. Again, we want to keep our sister Gwen Walker in prayer. She normally be on the line every time we come on. She's always on the line, faithful listener. She's down in Alabama for her grandmother's homegoing service. And also we want to continue to keep Deacon Marvin Cox, one of our other guests that's always faithful, bringing forth God's word on this worldwide platform. His wife is now out of the hospital after suffering a stroke. So we thank God for her being home now. And he brought a powerful word on last Saturday. He brought a powerful word. We're going to thank God for him still being faithful, even though he has his own sickness in his own body. He's still being a faithful doer of God's word and still sharing the good news of Jesus Christ over this worldwide platform. So we're going to keep Deacon Marvin Cox and his wife Betty Cox in our prayers. And again, we want to continue to pray for our brother in Christ, Brother Rob Mitchell, regarding his son's condition, his health problems. Again, we know that God is the healer, so we don't have to send God anywhere. He's already there. So we just pray that once God touch and heal and strengthen and deliver people that have been sick and afflicted, whether in mind, spirits, or bodies, that they would have a holy boldness to be able to share the good news and let the world know that it was God who have healed them, delivered them, and set them free, that God would get the glory. So we're going to close out tonight in prayer as we always do. And once again, I'm asking all listeners, continue to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. And that way you know you can't go wrong. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again touching and agreeing and knowing that you are God alone. You are worthy of our praise. We thank you that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. We thank you that you are our promise keeper. You are still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people, all those that are being faithful doers of your word, not just hearers only. Heavenly Father, we again thank you for your grace and your mercy, even your sufficient grace. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We thank you for Jesus, your son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King, for his sacrifice on the cross. He paid our sin debt with his own sinless, righteous, and holy blood. He paid a debt that he did not owe, but he knew it was a debt that we could not pay. So for this, we are grateful that we have a right to the tree of life because of what your son, Jesus Christ, did for us through his shed blood on the cross. And not only that, he died for us, but not only that, he did not stay dead. He rose from the dead with all power and victory in his hands, and he's now sitting at your right hand making intercession for the saints of God, even on tonight. For this, we are grateful. We continue to bless your name. Continue to have your way in each one of our lives, that we continue to be faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only, that we will learn how to encourage one another in your word, not with our opinions or feelings, that you would be glorified through each one of us. We continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Jerusalem and Israel. Your word lets us know that we are to pray for the peace and the prosperity of Jerusalem and Israel. So we lift them up to you right now in the name of Jesus. And we even lift up all those, Heavenly Father, that have lost loved ones during this Ukraine war, this unprovoked war, even some of the Russian soldiers by the thousands that have died in this unprovoked war by President Putin. We lift those families up to you because they are human too, and they have lost their loved ones in this war. So we pray, Lord, that you continue to comfort and strengthen all those that have bereaved. We continue to lift up Sister Gwen Walker as she is celebrating her grandmother's homegoing service down in Alabama. Continue to bless them. Continue to move by your spirit as only you can. Heavenly Father, have your way. Now, Lord, we give you the glory, honor, and praise. And we thank you for this worldwide ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We know that it is of your doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. So continue to have your way through every guest that comes forth sharing the good news of Jesus Christ and all those that share testimonies giving you glory over this worldwide platform is our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, once again, as I always say, know that I love you, but guess what? God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. We have a special guest, a young man, a young college student, Dante Kennedy. He's a college student in Ohio. He will be sharing with us on this coming Saturday night. So he is so anxious and so excited about being a guest on this worldwide ministry platform. So we want to encourage everyone to tune in and be blessed by his testimony and be blessed by how the Lord is going to use this college student on, I think he's 19 years old, on this coming Saturday night. Brother Dante Kennedy will be my special guest on this coming Saturday night. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.